Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, recently there was a photo of Mark Zuckerberg and his baby daughter that Facebook founder and CEO posted on his page on Friday. It's gone viral and spurred another online debate about vaccines because he put in a photo looking like a normal dad holding his adorable little baby getting her vaccines. And so some of the, of course, as it went viral, people are commenting and commenting, and some of these are absolutely unbelievable. The anti-vaxxers. Injecting newborns and infants with diseases and neurotoxins is disgusting science that injures millions every year. Autism, encephalitis, brain damage. I mean, the things these people wrote are ridiculous. And in all capitals, and they're yelling at him. And people are saying that they're sorry to see him unnecessarily putting their kids at risk by responding to faux science and propaganda. But I am here to tell you, as we work with the American Academy of Pediatrics for many years now, and this is an organization I respect like no other, and the fact of the matter is that vaccines have saved lives. You know I'm very passionate about this. For years. We're talking 50 years, and this isn't something that's Barack Obama's fault. It is absolutely something that has been going on for a long time, and as a result, we don't see tuberculosis, we don't see polio, we don't see smallpox, we don't see so many of these nasty diseases. We're starting to see things like measles that were all but eradicated. We're starting to see some infant meningitis, but all of this can sort of go back to that, well, I'm not going to bother vaccinating my children herd mentality. And it's not even something that holds true anymore. So the fact of the matter is that you have to vaccinate your children. And if you have a problem with the schedule, talk to your pediatrician. But the schedule set out by the CDC is there for a reason. These vaccines are combined. They are safe. That's not the reason that people say that we are seeing more autism. Our diagnostic capabilities are better. We are able to do early intervention and spot these things earlier. It's about the public health. This is not an individual choice, in my opinion. It is a matter of public health. And if you look at third world countries, they are dying by the millions from these diseases because they don't have vaccines. And I mean, really, if you look at the data, and that's all that this is about, is strictly the data, these vaccines have saved so many lives. So many lives that it's almost uncountable in the last 60 years. So if Mark Zuckerberg can do it and put it on Facebook and put it right out there, then you know that it's not something you need to be afraid of. If you have questions, ask your pediatrician. Call the AAP. Ask them questions. But don't just assume that these are all dangerous. This is a really pointless debate, in my opinion. It is absolutely so amazing to me that people are looking at the health of their children and deciding that that's not what's important, but their stand on the issue is. So that's my diatribe for today. And we're talking also again about David Bowie and how sad it was yesterday that we heard about his death. We do not know the cause of the cancer. And what they're saying now is that he may have died of liver cancer, which may have originated as lung cancer and spread to his liver. So he was a longtime smoker and spoke openly about his drug use, which in his later years, he says he had come to regret. So we do not know the answer yet. We don't know what type of cancer he had, but you know, when we do, we'll be talking about it and we'll talk to some great doctors about it and things that are treatments and advances and things that we can do to stop some of these from taking the people that we have so much respect for. So we will miss him again. This is Melanie Cole. Great show coming up. Stay well.